Hello and welcome to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron here on Community Radio 2MCE in the Central West. Good to have you along for another program of folk music of the finest order. Well, I think it is anyway. We'll see what you think. Amarisi Amari, which kind of means she's ours, our little daughter-in-law, from a group called Chocolom. German, I think, singer Antti von Klevitz singing a Hungarian gypsy song, Amarici Amari, from an interesting album called May I Kiss Your Hand. Good to have you along today. A couple of tracks now from Bill Spence, the late Bill Spence, with Fenig's All-Star String Band. Bill Spence played hammered dulcimer. And somebody else played banjo.
I'm the lad that's free and easy, oh, but a simple country clown. And I'll do me best to please you, for they calls me Honest John. Oh, let the world jog along as it pleases, I'll be free and easy still. Free and easy, free and easy, I'll be free and easy still. If a king should sit beside me, I'll drink my cup with the usual glee. Let paupers laugh and fools deride me, still I'll free and easy be. Oh, let the world jog along as it pleases, I'll be free and easy still. Free and easy, free and easy, I'll be free and easy still. There's a lady that I fancy, oh, that she might fancy me. Then I'll call her me lovely Nancy, and let the world jog along as it pleases. I'll be free and easy still. Free and easy, free and easy. I'll be free and easy still. And if this lady should prove civil, true and constant I would be. But if she's saucy as the devil, still I'll free and easy be. Oh, let the world jog along as it pleases. I'll be free and easy still. Free and easy, free and easy. I'll be free and easy still. I'm the lad that's free and easy. Oh, but a simple country clown. And I'll do me best to please you, for they calls me Honest John. Oh, let the world jog along as it pleases. I'll be free and easy still. Free and easy, free and easy. I'll be free and easy still.
Two pretty tunes there, played on Hammer Dulcimer by Bill Spence. Strong Australian connection with those tunes. Mudgee Waltz was the first one, even though they've misspelt Mudgee, but it's still the Mudgee Waltz. And Margravine's Waltz, which I know has other names. Before that, from the same lovely album, a song called Free and Easy. Jolly song, that one. Not much Australian connection directly with Bill Spence, even though those tunes had a hint of Australian-ishness about them. He came from Voorheesville in upstate New York, where he established Front Hall Records, which was rather a good label while he was running it. We're going to hear a song now that once upon a time was a poem in English, but this interpretation turns it into a song in Gaelic. If you're familiar with your poet's lorikeet, poet laureates from England, you'd know the name John Masefield. He was a poet laureate from a long time, 30 years or more. One of his best-known songs, or poems, I should say, was Sea Fever. And you'd recognise, if not the title of the poem, but the opening of it, I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky, and all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by. Robbie Gregg comes from Edinburgh. He's put it on an album just called Robbie Gregg and Friends, and it's been translated, I suspect not by him, into the Gaelic, Grem na Mara. It's an interesting setting, I think, for that poem, Sea Fever, translated into the Gaelic from Robbie Gregg, Edinburgh fiddle player and singer, as you can tell. 16th of March 2026, we lost Dolores Kane, a great Irish singer. She was a founding member of Da Danann. She's been heard on this program many times, both in solo performance and with her former husband, John Faulkner, and with Dadannan, of course. This is one of my favourite songs of hers. This is from the album Sail Og Rua, which she recorded with John Faulkner. It's a song called Green Grow the Laurels, and I didn't realise until I read this, and I'm not absolutely convinced that it's correct, but the song was so popular among American troops during the War of 1840, you remember it well, that the American troops sang it so often, the Mexicans nicknamed them, from Green Grow the Laurels, they nicknamed them gringos. Is that true?
Now he is gone, he's gone and he's left me, I'm here all alone. And since he has left me, content I must be. I know he loves someone far better than me. Green grows the laurel and soft falls the dew. Sad was my heart when I parted from you. And in our next meeting I hope you'll prove true. Never change the green laurel for the red, white and blue. I wrote him a letter so loving and kind. He wrote me another with sharper lines. Then keep your love letters and I will keep mine. And you write to your love and I write to mine. Green grows the laurel and soft falls the dew. Sad was my heart when I parted from you. And in our next meeting I hope you'll prove true. Never change the green laurel for the red, white and blue. And the looks that he gave me would make your heart ache. The looks that he gave me 10,000 would kill. Wherever he wanders, he'd be my love still. Green grows the laurel and soft falls the dew. Sad was my heart when I parted from you. And in our next meeting I hope you'll prove true. Never change the green laurel for the red, white and blue. I once was as happy as the red blushing rose. But now I'm as pale as the lily that grows. Like the tree in the garden with its beauty all gone. Can't you see what I have come to from the loving of one? Green grows the laurel and soft falls the dew. Sad was my heart when I parted from you. And in our next meeting I hope you'll prove true. Never change the green laurel for the red, white and blue.
All sorts of symbolism in that one. Green Grow the Laurels from the late Dolores Cain. I'll introduce you to the featured album now. In fact, I'll introduce you to two featured albums because towards the end of 2025, Rouseabout Records, which is an imprint of Warren Fay's creation, released two albums by Dave DeHugard. Very familiar to these airwaves. The two albums are called To the Far, Tatyara and Back, and Where the Wattles Bloom. And they're all Australian, and we're going to hear a few tracks from each of them in the course of the program today, starting with a set of tunes, Tom Blackman's Waltz and A Starry Night for a Ramble. And I think Dave might be playing all the instruments on this. David Huguard from one of our two featured albums today, Tom Blackman's Waltz and Starry Night for a Ramble. I don't think he would have been playing tin whistle, though. I think that might have been Ken Grenell or someone else. So, David Huguard, he's been around a long time. He's 80 years old, not sure of his birthday, and he's recorded a lot. From about 1970, he's been recording Australian music, nothing but. So, more from him right now. This is a song called Wallaby Joe, which was recorded... No, it wasn't. It was published in 1905, before Dave's time.
Well, the saddle was hung on the stockyard rail, and the poor old horse stood wishing his tail. Well, there never was seen such a regular screw as Wallaby Joe of Bungaroo. While the shearers all said, as they say, of course, well, Wallaby Joe's a fine lump of a horse. But the stockmen said, as they laughed aside, he'll barely do for a Sunday ride. Poor old Wallaby Joe. Well, I'm weary of galloping now, he cried. I wished I was killed for me hide, for me eyes are dim, me back it's sore. I feel that me legs won't stand much more. Stockman Bill took care of his nag, put under the saddle a suji bag, and off he rode with the whip in his hand to look for the mob of the RJ brand. Poor old Wallaby Joe. Now Stockman Bill camped out that night, and he hobbled his horse in a sheltered bite. Next day of old Joe, he found not a track, so he had to trudge home with the swag on his back. He searched up and down every gully he knew, but he found not a hair of his poor old screw. The stockmen all said, as they laughed at his woe, would you sell us a chance of Wallaby Joe? Now years sped by and Bill grew old, and it came to his head to look for gold. So away he went with a spade in his fist to hunt for a nugget among the schist. One day, as a gully he chanced to cross, he came upon the bones of his poor old horse. The hobbles being jammed in a root below had occasioned the death of old Wallaby Joe. Poor old Wallaby Joe.
Well, that came to a fairly sudden end. Poor old Wallaby Joe. Dave Huguard from the album To the Far Tatiara and Back. Tatiara is in South Australia, I do believe. I don't think there's another one. Dave Huguard, I think, originally from Queensland. The Far Tatiara and Back is a line in a song. The other album we'll be hearing from is called Where the Wattles Bloom. Dave Huguard with a couple of new releases, although some tracks taken from older recordings that he's made over the years. track now called Old Abbot. This is Steve Blake, and he's playing a gourd fiddle, not G-O-O-D, but a G-O-U-R-D fiddle. We'll hear, yes, Old Abbot. We've heard Steve Blake on the program before. He's a member of a group called the Old Time Wasters, and they sound American, but they're from London. He's playing on this album gourd fiddle and what he calls a tackhead banjo.
Going, said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. I am going to my school, said the lovely little child. She was only but 7 years old. What have you in your bag? Said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. I've my bread and my books, said the lovely little child. She was only but 7 years old. Will you come along with me? Said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. I won't come along with you, said the lovely little child. She was only but 7 years old. I will give you a ball, said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. Yeah, but you'd be Lord of all, said the lovely little child. She was only but 7 years old. What is rounder nor a ring, said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. The earth is rounder nor a ring, said the lovely little child. She was only but 7 years old. What is higher than that tree, said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. Heaven's higher than that tree, said the lovely little child. She was only but 7 years old. What is deeper than the sea, said the false, false fly to the lovely little child on the road. Hell is deeper than the sea, said the lovely little child. She was only but 7 years old. Then he went all on fire, did the false, false fly with the lovely little child on the road. Who was the devil in the sky, said the lovely little child. She was only but 7 years old.
Barry Gleason from one of my favourite albums of 2025, Path Across the Ocean, a song called The False Fly. I don't know why it's called The False Fly, because there's other versions and they all have The False Knight as the title, but there he goes with the fly. Mandolin being played by Barry Gleason's brother, who's probably better known than Barry Gleason. His brother's name is Brendan Gleason, and he's a rather successful actor. You may have seen him in The Banshees of Inisherin in the not-too-distant past. Brendan Gleason is a singer as well. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm going to play two tracks by Waterson Carthy, a composite group made up of Norma Waterson, her husband Martin Carthy, their daughter Eliza Carthy, and some pals. We'll hear The Old Churchyard, then Balancy Straw and 17 Come Sunday, and the White Friars Hornpipe.
Come, come with me out to the old churchyard. I so well know those paths neath the soft green sward. Friends slumber in there that we want to regard. We will trace out the names in the old churchyard. Mourn not for them, their trials are o'er, and why weep for those who will weep no more? For sweet is that sleep, though cold and hard, their pillows may be in the old churchyard. I know that it's vain when our friends depart to breathe kind words to a broken heart. And I know that the joy of life is marred when we follow those friends to the old churchyard. But were I at rest neath yonder tree, oh, why would you weep, my friends, for me? I'm so weary, so wayworn, why would you retard the peace I seek in the old churchyard? Why weep for me, for I'm anxious to go to that haven of rest where no tears ever flow, and I fear not to enter that dark, lonely tomb where our Saviour has lain, that he conquered the gloom. I rest in the hope that one bright day sunshine will burst through these prisons of clay, and old Gabriel's trumpet and the voice of the Lord will wake up the dead in the old churchyard. I rest in hope that one bright day sunshine will burst through these prisons of clay, and old Gabriel's trumpet and the voice of the Lord will wake up the dead in the old churchyard. Thank you.
As I walked out one May morning so early, there I spied a fair pretty maid all in the dew so pearly. Where are you going, my fair pretty maid? Where are you going, my lambie? Cheerfully she answered me, an errand for my mammy. How old are you, my fair pretty maid? How old are you, my honey? Cheerfully she answered me, I'm 17 come Sunday. Will you take a man, my fair pretty maid? Will you take a man, my lambie? Straight away she answered me, I dare not for my mammy. Shining clearly, I'll lift the pin and let you in, and my mammy shall not hear me. So I went round in the middle of the night when the moon was brightly shining. She lifted the pin and she let me in, and I lay in her arms till morning. Then she said, will you marry me? And she let me out in the morning. By you I'm one is quite undone if you leave me here in scorning. So now she's with the soldier bright when the wars they are alarming. Her delight is to dance all night and a pint of rum in the morning.
Good musicians. Waterson Carthy there with Balancy Straw, 17 Come Sunday, and Whitefriars Hornpipe. Singing 17 Come Sunday, I believe, was Tim Van Eyken, who plays melodeon, or played melodeon with that group. Eliza Carthy occasionally referred to him as Tin Man Eyken, but I'm sure she did so in jest. Waterson Carthy before that gave us the Old Churchyard, demonstrating their magnificent harmony work. A song now from the time of Prohibition. in the United States. The new Lost City Ramblers, who put out so much good music over many years, have an album, or had an album, called American Moonshine and Prohibition. This one, fairly accurately, is titled Prohibition is a Failure.
Prohibition is a failure, as anyone can see, for whiskey is sold in every town in the good old USA. Oh, the policeman will arrest you, he'll lock you up in jail. He'll drink up all your liquor and turn you out on bail. I'm going back to Georgia to join the drinking clan, where whiskey's made of red steel and sold in old tin cans. Where the men they drink and gamble, and the women quarrel and fight, and the saloons they run wide open, and a man's killed every night. They operate the stills. They're true blue to each other. What they say they'll do, they will. They all carry six shooters, shotguns and bowie knives. And the man who tries to raid them is sure to lose his life. Can learn. He takes a can of old malt syrup and an old-fashioned churn. He adds a cake of yeast or two, and he lets it work and foam. And a bottle or two on a Saturday night, he'll sing My Home Sweet Home. Have light wines and good old beer in 1933. And if we do not get it, I'm telling you and you, we'll make our old home liquor and drink our old home brew.
Prohibition is a failure. Well, I could have told them that. New Lost City Ramblers from an album called American Moonshine and Prohibition. What it says on the tin. It's an album full of that sort of stuff. Playing fiddle, probably Mike Seeger on that. Or maybe Tom Paley. They both played fiddle. More fiddle now. This is from the album by Dave DeHugard called Where the Wattles Bloom. I think the next few tracks will come from that album. Or next few tracks from Dave DeHugard, anyway. Set tunes. Caff McCoy's, Stan Tracy's, Caff McCoy's Yellow Rose of Texas. Caff McCoy, surname spelled M-C-C-A-U-G-H-E-Y, came from Grafton when Dave DeHugard met her and started collecting tunes from her, played on her button accordion. Stan Tracy also gets a mention in here. He was from Crookwell. And Dave DeHugard was working in Crookwell briefly in 1981 and met Stan Tracy and collected tunes. So, Dave DeHugard playing button accordion with three fiddle players, Barry MacDonald from the New England region of New South Wales, Bob McInnes from the Southern Highlands of New South Wales, and Julie Castles. fine music from Dave DeHugard and three very good fiddle players. And more from Dave in a little while. We shall play a track, a song called Killing the Blues. You might recognise it, in fact. It's sung here by Tommy O'Sullivan from an album he recorded in the early 2000s with Paddy Keenan called The Long Grazing Acre. Paddy Keenan, a wonderful Eland pipe player. And whenever I play tracks, no, not whenever, but usually when I play tracks from this album on the program, they feature primarily the pipes of Paddy Keenan. But this one is just Tommy O'Sullivan, a song called Killing the Blues. But then we'll let them continue, I think, with a set of tunes, O'Rourke's, the Spike Island Lassies, and Lord MacDonald's. Rolly Sally composed Killing the Blues. You need to know that.
Leaves were falling just like embers, colors red and gold, they set us on fire, burning just like moonbeams in our eyes. Somebody said they saw me swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Now I am guilty of something. Hope you never do. And it's sadder than losing yourself in love. Somebody said they saw me swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Cloud,
What a fine piper. I don't know whether he still plays. He's in his mid-70s now. That's Paddy Keenan, born to a traveller father, John Keenan, and who was a good musician himself, and a mother of settled descent, as they say. They abandoned the travelling lifestyle early in Paddy's life, but he still copped criticism and discrimination and physical confrontations and stuff about being from travelling stock. He was a founding member of the Bothy Band. That's a lovely album. You wouldn't think those last two tracks come from the same album, but they do. Paddy Keenan and Tommy O'Sullivan. So we heard that set of tunes, O'Rourke's, The Spike Island Lassies and Lord MacDonald's. Then a song by Roly Sally. It's been covered by a few people, that song, Killing the Blues, sung and played by Tommy O'Sullivan. Rather fine.
Blow away, you northern winds, blow away so cruelly. None so cruel as a pretty fair maid, for they'll deceive you surely. There was a maid in Whippy Town, she was both fair and clever. She sat down by her father's door, no matter what the weather. A sailor coming home from sea, his pockets overflowing, saw the maiden sitting there, quietly with her sewing. Blow away, you northern winds, blow away so cruelly. None so cruel as a pretty fair maid, for they'll deceive you surely. Me, my bonny, oh my honey, oh, we'll go down to Whippy Town, we'll spend a little money. My father, he would not agree to be against his wishing, but with a twinkle in her eye, she said, but he's gone a fishing. Blow away, you northern winds, blow away so cruelly, none so cruel as a pretty fair maid, oh, they'll deceive you surely. Couple's gone to Whippy Town, and soon we're making merry at every tavern in the town. They spent a little more money. The night came down, the stars came out. The lady says, my sailor, oh, won't you come back home with me? I feel I must repay you. Blow away, you northern winds, blow away so cruelly. But none so cruel as a pretty fair maid, oh, they'll deceive you surely. Back home and they went upstairs. The maid turned down the covers, saying, come to bed, me sailor boy, let's you and I be lovers. The sailor jumped out of his clothes no faster than he ought to. When the door came down, a man came in, crying, who's this with me, daughter? Blow away, you northern winds, blow away so cruelly. None so cruel as a pretty fair maid, for they'll deceive you surely.
Leapt, and to his ship's gone running, he's left behind his coat and watch, the best part of his money. The father with his daughter's gone down to the kitchen table. They've shared the sailor's money out as quick as they were able. The father's gone to buy new boots and a new suit from the tailor's, and the daughter to the door has gone to wait and watch for the sailors.
Blow away, you northern winds, blow away, so crawly.
Once a crawl as a pretty fair maid,
oh, they'll deceive you surely.
Blow away, you northern winds, blow away so cruelly,
but none so cruel as a pretty fair maid, for they'll deceive you surely.
A song called The Whitby Maid, sung by Kaz Forbes and Stee, S-T-E, Moncrief. Their album, The Green Lady. The singer and musician Peggy Seeger, who's the sister of Mike Seeger, whom we heard playing with the new Lost City Ramblers a little while ago, and the half-sister of the great Pete Seeger, wrote a memoir, Peggy that is, wrote a memoir called The First Time, and I've been reading it lately, and it makes reference to another banjo player whom she admires greatly for his skill in that mysterious art. She writes of Walt Koken. He's turned up on this program occasionally. And from the album Finger Lakes Ramble, referring to the part of New York where he lives, we'll hear a track that Peggy Seeger particularly liked. It's called Salt River.
Thank you.
Well, I can understand why Peggy Seeger would be impressed. Rather good. Walt Kochen, that banjo player, with a tune called Salt River. Another one now from Dave De Heugaard. This is a well-known song, but he's got a different tune to it. It's a song called Marinoa Drover, which an old bandmate of mine insisted on calling the Marinated Drover. And Dave De Heugaard writes, this is one of the old droving songs with verses penned by a stockman, A.W. Davis. He would have been working as a stockman in the late 1890s in the Mitchell area of Queensland. He continues, this was one of my favourite songs years ago when I first realised that we had our own rich tradition of bush songs and traditional music. In those days, we sang it to the tune of The Little Old Log Cabin in the Lane, but it was also sung to the tune of a fairly well-known children's song of the time, Little Sally Waters. And that's the version that he's doing here. And Dave De Heugaard is singing, and he's also playing concertina, mouth organ, accordion and jaw harp.
Dark and stormy, the sky clouded over, when we saddled up the horses and away. For to watch the restless cattle all through the stormy night, and keep them round the camp till break of day. And we are going, going, going to Gunnedah so far, and we'll soon be into sunny New South Wales. And we'll bid farewell to Queensland with the swampy cooler bars, happy drovers from the sandy Maranoa. I was sleeping on the ground, sleeping very sound. I was wakened by the distant thunder's roar. I saw the lightning flash, followed by an awful crash. We were up and on our horses quick for sure. Fire's burning bright, the cattle aren't so restless anymore. I'm on till 2 o'clock, then I'll wake another watch, then I'll be dreaming of the sandy Maranoa. We'll be up at break of day, and we'll be on our way, and we'll have to go 10 mile or more. And this guana will come out, it won't do to loaf about, and he's rough on drovers from the Maranoa. Sandy Maranoa. And we are going, going, going to Gunnedah so far, and we'll soon be into sunny New South Wales. And we'll shout hooray for Queensland with the swampy cooler bars, happy drovers from the sandy Maranoa. Shout hooray for Queensland with the swampy cooler bars, and we are drovers from the sandy Maranoa.
Well-known song, sung to a different tune, which I suppose was also well known at the time. Little Sally Waters is the tune, Dave DeHugard, from the album Where the Wattles Bloom. And I can tell you, Warren Fay makes a bit of an excuse. He says, the tracks in Where the Wattles Bloom and the other album we're featuring, To the Far, Tatyara and Back, come from several sources. As expected, there are some slight inconsistencies in the sound. Many of the tracks were recorded and pre-mixed at Dave's home studio. Some tracks come from ABC studio sessions and a couple from long unavailable record albums. A lot of the production or post-production work done by Marcus Holden, well-known musician from Sydney. Nice chappy and all that. So we'll have time for one or two more from Dave DeHugard. Right now, a song called Avondale, which is one of those symbolic songs, Irish, of course, in praise of Charles Stewart Parnell, who was a 19th century Irish nationalist and, according to some people, the uncrowned King of Ireland. It comes to us not from Irish musicians, but from Billy Ross playing guitar and singing, and John Martin playing fiddle. Beautiful song, I reckon. Avondale, symbolic song in praise of Charles Stewart Parnell from Billy Ross, singing there with and playing guitar with John Martin playing fiddle. Two very well-known Scottish musicians. Another Irish relevant track now, if that's an appropriate term. This is called The Dean's Pamphlet. It comes from an album by Liam O'Flynn, who was the Elan Piper in Planxty. This was from a solo album, sort of, called Out to an Other Side. The verses of this piece, The Dean's Pamphlet, form part of, quote, an excellent new song on a seditious pamphlet, end quote, dated 1720 and attributed to Jonathan Swift, who was the Dean of St. Patrick's Anglican Cathedral in Dublin in the early 18th century. The seditious pamphlet was a proposal for the universal use of Irish manufacture, in which Swift, probably, advocated the boycott of English goods in Ireland in retaliation for English laws crippling Ireland's export trade, particularly in woolen clothing. So he wasn't sort of going for tariffs. He was going for the full Monty boycotts. So we'll hear Rita Connolly singing this, but Liam O'Flynn owns the album. The dexterity of the lyrics, he writes, necessitated Rita, who found them, in taking her verses at a slower tempo than the instrumental that follows. The words were originally, apparently, set to the air called Packington's Pound, but this version is set to the tune of Tatter Jack Walsh and may perhaps be permitted to demonstrate the continuing tradition of setting new words to existing tunes. Dave De Heugaard would approve.
Journeyman Waters.
Rita Connolly singing the Dean's Pamphlet from Liam O'Flynn's album called Out to an Other Side, which is a line from a poem by Seamus Heaney, I think. I was reading a little bit about Dean Swift, Jonathan Swift, and I do need to share with you the fact that Jonathan Swift's mother was born in Leicestershire in England at a village called Frisby on the Reek. I love English village names.
Thank you.
a tune called Odzimok from Folklorni Subor Lipa, which means folklore group Lipa, L-I-P-A, which means lime tree. I was in Bratislava once upon a time, and after finally finding where I could buy CDs, I bought one that had only its title in English. Everything else was not in English. The title was Traditional Music from Slovakia, and I thought, what could possibly go wrong? Well, as it turned out, it's a pretty good album. And that tune we heard, Odzimok, is a robber's dance, but it comes not from Slovakia. I think it comes from Poland. The robber in question was sort of like Robin Hood. He'd help the poor, but he had to rob somebody to do that, and that was questionable. Anyway, let's go with one last track from the featured albums. This one is the title track from Where the Wattles Bloom. It's called Where the Wattles Are Blooming. It's also known as the Holiday Song. Two verses and a tune came from the fiddler Joe Yates from Sofala in 1983. Joe Yates learned the song from his mother. She said they used to sing it at school. So it's a pretty old song. A more complete version, but with just verses, came from Susan Colley, who lived in Bathurst, and Warren Fay probably collected it from Susan Colley. This version combines Joe's tunes with the lyrics of Susan Colley, and it's Dave DeHugard singing and playing concertina and Graham Dodsworth playing guitar.
Sunshine, it's over the meadow. Sunshine, it's over the hill, ridding the valley of shadow, down by the murmuring rill. Come with me, happy and free, gay as the bird on the spray. Grief, care, come if you dare, we are so happy today. Come for the holiday, it's fleeting. Come ere the morning goes by. Let not the joy of our meeting ever be checked by a sigh. Come with me, happy and free, gay as the bird on the spray. Grief, care, come if you dare, we are so happy today. Flowery blade, soft summer breezes perfuming, wooing to rest in the shade. Come with me, happy and free, gay as the bird on the spray. Grief, care, come if you dare, we are so happy today.
Where the Wattles Are Blooming from Dave DeHugard, the album Where the Wattles Bloom. So that's it from Dave. I'm pleased to have brought you those two albums and a few tracks from each of them because he's getting on. I don't know whether he's going to keep recording. He might. I think I told you he was 80 or 81. I suspect that entry where I found that possibly a little incorrect. I think he might be closer to 84. A track now from The Unthanks. two sisters from Northumberland, with a song called Bread and Roses. A few people have sung this, and it's a good, strong song from a speech. It's not verbatim, but the title comes from a speech by Helen Todd, an American woman suffrage activist in the early part of the 20th century.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill-offs grey, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching, we battle too for men, for they are in the struggle, and together we shall win. Our day shall not be sweated, from birth until life closes. Hearts starve as well as bodies, give us bread, but give us roses. As we go marching, marching, unnumbered women dead go crying through us singing their ancient call for bread. Small art and love and beauty, their trudging spirit knew. Yes, it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we go marching, marching, we're standing proud and tall, for the rising of the women means the rising of us all. No more the drudge and idler, ten that toil where one reposes, but the sharing of life's glories, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill-offs grey, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses, bread and roses, bread and roses.
Thank you.
I'll sing you a true song of Billy the Kid. I'll sing you the record of days that he did, way out in New Mexico, a long time ago, when a man's only friend was his own 44. Kid was a very young lad in old Silver City. He went to the bed way out west with a knife in his hand. At the age of 12 years, he killed his first man. Fair Mexican maids play guitars and sing songs about Billy, their boy band a king. Before his young manhood had reached its set in, he'd a notch on his pistol for 21 men.
Billy the Kid from a collection of Ry Cooder tracks called The UFO Has Landed. I'll leave you with one more, most of one more track. It's a merengue. Comes to us from the group Open House, built around the fiddle of Kevin Burke and the harmonica of Mark Graham. Also there, Paul Kotapish, who plays guitar, mandolin and cittern and bass, and occasionally a lady named Sandy Silver with foot percussion. Thank you for listening to Come Orgy today. I'll talk to you next week. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.